eat.
The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics. Patriots and Great Resetters, welcome, welcome, welcome to your Saturday dose of Red Pill Politics. I am your opinionated and abrasive host, Dave Runs with Scissors Kopasz, and want to welcome you all aboard. It would not be Red Pill Politics without you, and you just happen to be part of the best audience in all of Al Gore's internet. It's my story, I'm sticking to it. So hope everyone's doing well. We got, some typical northeast weather, I guess. Nothing really to hoot and holler about, all that climate change stuff. to me, it's just weather. You know, right now, winter. It's cold. Can get snow, can get ice, and everything in between. We did a little bit of traveling. Me and Sweetie Pie went up to the old bunker up north there to do some more work and skipped away for a couple of days. And down here in the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, there's no snow on the ground at all. Up there, we had a few inches of kind of a wet, slushy stuff on the ground already, and then a fresh 5 inches there 2 nights ago. Beautiful out there. And you I got some pictures this time. I wish I could show you. Just so beautiful with the trees all painted with a fresh coat of snow. There's nothing I like more. Some of my fondest memories and scenes that are etched in my brain are some of these beautiful winter days, bow hunting in particular. Boy, I got to see some great things out there and just unwind, let nature do its thing around you, and you just blend right into it. I've literally had a chickadee land on my arrow. Sitting there in a tree, and the birds are just moving through and moving through. They hip-hop along, and, you know, it'll be all quiet. And then you'll hear them in the distance, and they all just move through as a group. I mean, hundreds of them sometimes, all mixed within, hundreds of feet all around you. They could be anywhere, and they just move through, including the trees that you're in. And I actually had one land right on my arrow one day. Pretty cool. That is the type of relaxation I could use. Life's pretty tense out there, and we're going to talk a little bit. I'm going to do kind of a debriefing of Davos tonight and talk a little bit about that, what that means. And, you know, to a lot of you, if you're regular listeners, not much is going to be a big, huge surprise to you. We know about Klaus Schwab. Many don't realize that, his mother, her maiden name was Rothschild. So he's directly connected to the transnational and international banksters. And, you know, his little pet project has been the World Economic Forum. And he's done a masterful job of penetrating those cabinets around the world, including the United States. All right, none other than Lurch himself, John Kerry, all right, the climate superhero, up there picking his nose on the global stage. All right, this is where I'm going to look to you other peeps here in the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts who sat on your hands. And we could not prevent people like that from getting loose into the rest of the country, in the world. You could not stop a political fraudster, an agenda-driven globalist, America-hating. Did I say agenda-driven? He's just a piece of crap, and as transparent as day. I don't know. This is one of the dangers of the internet. It's too damn easy to just sit there and bitch and complain. And there's no shortage of Congress critters to bitch and complain about. They talk it right to you on a daily basis. They tread on the Constitution as a norm now. It's not the exception, it's the norm. They don't care. All right, they are acting with impunity. I use that word occasionally. Impunity, to act with as if there is no other higher power, no higher authority. Well, I'm here to tell you what. Any of these politicians, big or small, if you took an oath, that is all that matters to me. I'm serious. If you took that oath, there's nothing else, no other agenda. There's going to be times that you're going to have to vote against what you personally want. This is a hard thing to do. And this is coming from someone who spent almost two decades in municipal government. All right. And at that capacity, there were things that, you know, I didn't personally like. But if somebody else did, and it was their property, it was their business or whatever, who am I to say no? You know, this is a hard thing to do for a lot of people. And we have no shortage of examples out there. You know, they don't go against their whims and their agendas. You know, you can do what you want on your own private time. But once you've raised your hand and taken that oath, all of those things are put aside for your constituents and bound strictly by the Constitution. Now, what makes a good politician, if there is any such a thing, is someone who's talented enough, who has the cognitive ability and understanding of the situation. This is where you separate the wheat from the chaff, the phonies from the people that do understand, you know, things like economics. All right, a talented politician will be able to communicate that to that fraction of their constituents who wants something that is unconstitutional. All right, like the environmentalists. A lot of these environmentalists, especially the young kids that they're pumping out of the government schools, are coming out with a bloodthirst to abuse private property rights. You know, you can't use your land that way. You can't buy these things. You can't. And I want my politician to create a law that prohibits them from doing that. And a talented politician will be able to say, well, here's the thing, is I did take the oath, and even if I believe in everything that you're saying, in concept, you can. We all want a healthy environment, right? I agree. No big secret there. But, you know, how do you achieve that? And who is responsible for it? Because when I look at things like Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, I don't see it there. So is that the federal government's job? You know, the answer is no. So a talented politician will explain to a constituent that wants something that is unconstitutional and explain to them why it is. Give examples of how, where things like that, if they were instituted, would cause harm, injury, or loss to unintended victims. Because they have rights too, you see. And that's how people get reelected, is when you can explain to your constituents, you know, I can't really do that. You know, I agree in concept with what you're doing. Let's see if we can get you set up with another way of achieving your goals without violating people's property rights, without violating people's privacy, without taxing the snot out of them. Let's see if you can do that. But what that is this is taking a step towards independence, not towards big government. You know, the big government solution, the big government hammer. Government is force. If anyone asks you, you know, what is government? That's the one word answer. Force. In a constitutional world, if they were adhering to their oath, they were delegated just enough authority to use the slightest amount of force necessary to protect the rights of others whose constitutional rights are being violated. Okay, so if your two neighbors get together and decide they want to steal your car and screw your wife, you know, you can call the police and they will come and help you. I mean, you certainly should be able, you have the Second Amendment right and can defend your right there on the spot. But nonetheless, you can call and ask for government to help you. That your rights are in direct jeopardy. Okay, that's it. That's it. I don't know. We've drifted way away from that, haven't we? We're going to talk more about Davos, but we got a caller from Florida. Steve, you with us?
Hey, Dave. How's it going? Yes, I'm here.
How are you doing, Steve? You're on here. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no problem at all. What's on your mind?
I was just listening to you, really. You know, everything you're saying, spot on. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, not to be a cheerleader here, but I mean, the truth is the truth. And I think you summed it up rather well. The government is about force. You know, oftentimes, I think that we're labeled here on the right as people who are anti-government by the left or by people who seek to impose communist totalitarian dictatorships onto us. But in reality, you know, obviously we're just a small government. We're for freedom. And we know that if you give these people absolute power, then it corrupts absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. And a lot of times, many people and many organizations are painted as being anti-government. And you're correct. That is not what this is. In fact, I am very much in favor of government, you know, restricted in the manner that I just described, basically. But if you picture government on a scale, you know, with total government, You have, you know, complete authoritarianism. You know, with more government, you got less liberty. But on the other end, you got total government on one side of the scale, and on the other, you have anarchy. And right. I believe that the extremes rarely are the extremes of any situation the way to go. I've never really found an instance, and I don't believe this one is either, so I don't believe in anarchy. Because the same types of things can happen. I've asked 100 anarchists, what is anarchy? And I get 100 different answers. But you have those that are just, you know, evil people that are not motivated by anything other than getting together with another anarchist and taking someone else's shit. So, and there's no one to go to help. And really, that's where wars start. Because then you pack up and you out of just a means of survival in an anarchical society, good people will pack up to protect themselves. Bad people will do the same. But yeah, just enough government, but we're way past that. We are decades and generations past where we should have been hitting the brakes.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, you know, that's what's interesting. Why I don't know why the left likes to call us extremists when you're right. You know, the far right is anarchy, right? But meaning it's a lack of order, I would call it, right? And then if you're looking at what far left would be, according to their standards, right, it would be a communist dictator, which usually doesn't have your power or your interests in mind, you know? So neither of those things work. But in reality, conservatives aren't really far right, you know, because we're not for anarchy. We're not for a lack of order. We actually want law and order. Small government is how that, that's how that happened. So,
yeah. Yeah, because it's starting to edge more towards the individual, because all the language that we hear from our politicians now, oh, our democracy this, our democracy that, and America wants this, talking and regulating to the collective. Yet every single thing in the Constitution is about individual rights, so that you can't go in and cast a big net and ensnare everybody and say, for example, you have to get vaccinated, and force, violate people's rights on that level. It's an individual thing. Every single instance, they have their day in court. They have due process. And individualism in terms of securing your needs and wants in life, this is where we're now. We got a ring in our nose, Steve. People are so used to getting things from the government that they don't even know how to get them for themselves. I think people
I wouldn't
would
disagree with you one bit. No, I mean you're 100% on. I mean, I'm usually very much aligned with what you say, Dave. You know, that's why I'm a frequent caller, and we've been friends. We've gone to the same rallies, spoke at the same events in years past. And, you're few and far between in a world of people who have lost their way, I think. And to your point, they're on the teat of the federal government by design, of course. And that's been a gradual thing where it's gotten worse and worse. You know, you look at myself having been cancel cultured for my job. I'll leave that right there rather than go into too much detail on it. But when that happens, you're confronted with, well, what do I do? Do I put my hand out? Say government. Who just fired me, help me, right? Or do I struggle and not eat and skip meals and do whatever it takes to not put my hand out, even though you have illegals crossing the border, get everything for free because of the politics of it all, you know, in the left and how that's...
Yeah, there's people, invaders into this country that definitely are better off than a lot of us, and myself included. It is a shame that those that struggle in a free market capitalist system like we have, and that's what, you know this, what made America great in such a short period of time. We've only been around here a little over 200 years, and what we've accomplished and amassed in that time, and that really was the motor beneath it. A lot of things were corrupted around it as time went on, but it was the individuals and the free market that really made things hum and where there's amazing strength. But that was when you drew from the intellect and the power of the individual rather than coming down, as you know. Crazy stuff. I mean, what do you think of the arrogance at Davos? Did you hear any of the musings from those fools up there?
Well, not only did I hear them, but actually I was up for hours yesterday making a World Economic Forum compilation video on my channel, American Patriots Forgotten Country. I just released it early this morning, actually, on my Rumble channel, so you can check it out, watch it at your leisure, everyone. But, there's more coming in still, and they're blatantly, arrogantly just violating our rights, our rules, our laws, thinking they're above us, talking openly about it. I think what's his name, Christopher Wray. What is he? The FBI was sitting there, just bragging about how they're working with the private sector, just confirming that Twitter.
Hey, Steve, I got bumper music coming in on us, but stay there. I want to keep talking about this. All right, so you listen to Red Pill Politics, the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us.
Consider this. dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Welcome. It is Saturday night. That means it's Red Pill Politics time. We have Steve from Florida here with us. We're going to pick up where we left off just a moment ago, but I do want you to make sure you stop by republicbroadcasting.org. Check out all the programs there. Share them around. Download the MP3s. Put them on your thumb drive. If you're a trucker, throw it right in the radio. Hours of listening. Right, feed your brain. There's a lot going on, a lot of great shows. Check them out and do hit the donation button on your way out. And Steve from Florida mentioned that he had a channel on Rumble. That reminded me to remind you that if you want to get engaged on the Rumble feed, we send a live feed out there too. And if you want to hop in a text chat and hang out, you can do that. And I'm going to encourage Steve to cross-post a link over to his channel so people can check out the new video that he put out. But you got cut off there by the commercial. Let's hop right back into it, Steve.
Yeah, no, I was talking about Christopher Wray at Davos. He is the FBI director, and he was openly bragging, to your point, about how arrogant they are, right? About how the FBI was colluding with the private sector, of course, confirming the Twitter file releases, not that we didn't already know as conservatives ourselves or, you know, based on those Twitter file releases that that was the case. But, I mean, I hadn't really heard the FBI owning it like that until that point, right? they think they can say whatever they want over there and that there's no repercussions because nobody holds them accountable. Before, actually, the FBI had released a statement saying it was a conspiracy theory. Remember that in the news when that happened?
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
To your point, they're very arrogant. And if you just listen to them with their own mouths at events like, you know, the World Economic Forum there in Davos, Switzerland, that happens every year, then you'll realize that the people who you might have thought are conspiracy theorists aren't at all. I mean, I'll say this, and then I'll turn the table back to you, you know. People often get the terms conspiracy and conspiracy theory confused. You know, when people are really conspiring, that's not theoretical. It's not a hypothesis. A conspiracy theory is a hypothesis, right? You're still gathering facts. It doesn't even necessarily mean that those theories aren't true, but they could be true or false. You just have to gather the evidence first to really know. So that's why we often say
I mean, a conspiracy is just two or more people colluding to commit a crime. And, of course, they can be very serious, too, to the point of treason, which is where we're at right now with these people, because they've gone way beyond their oath, and they are not, their best interests are not the nation, it's to break down the boundaries that make us a nation. That makes these activities quite treasonous. But, you know, my observation, and there were other reporters that went up there, Independence, of course, and they observed kind of the same tone with their arrogance, and that this was more like a press release than an open arm invitation for leaders of the world to come together and create this new global utopia. This was more of a press release, them telling us what they were about to do. And in fact, Klaus Schwab, before, you know, they did their gratuities in the beginning, but then he slid into this disinformation tone that really dominated the event. And he referred to people as those that are with us, you know, all the leaders that were there that day. And then these others, the detractors, these observers, you know, they're talking about us that they want to govern over. Yet all of us were clumped into this category of just an observer. We are your overlords, and your disinformation and dissenting voice does not matter. So something evil comes this way, Steve. I think this year is going to be a bumpy year, and they're coming right out of the gate with government engineered shortages to squash us right down in these Agenda 21 cities, 15-minute cities. What's the website, before I forget? Is there a website you people can get in touch with you and see the information you're putting out?
I just put a link in the live chat to the compilation video. You can check us out on Truth Social, on Rumble. We're on Telegram mainly. It's American Patriots for God and Country on Telegram. You type in the @ and then APFGAC. But, yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. These people are very arrogant. They care about the people. They think they're better than everybody. They think their views are right, even though they're wrong. It's all about creating a new world order. You know, Klaus Schwab wrote the book, I believe it's called COVID-19, The Great Reset. So this isn't a theory. This is what they're doing.
Yep.
They don't have
to. Yeah, they've told us. They've come right out and told us event 201. They told us how they were going to handle COVID. And 2 months later, they did it. Now they're telling us, look out for cyber attacks. You know, the boogeyman is always invisible. Okay, you can never quite put your finger on it and see it and hold it in hand. There's not a lot of evidence of it other than the stuff that comes from their specialists. Hey, Steve, thanks a lot for the call. Really appreciate it, and we'll share that link around, make sure people see it. You are listening to Red Pill Politics, and this is the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll be right back after these messages. Telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Happy Saturday to all y'all. Great hearing from Steve from Florida there. Makes some great, great points. And we are just getting started on Davos. There's a lot of red flags there. And I'm telling you, your average person is going to get really squirmy when some of the quotes of this come out. And we knew going in, we had quotes from these monsters going back. Those of us that dig and look, okay, we find it, it's there, we share it, but, you know, is that something the mainstream's going to talk about, make movies and stuff for Netflix? No. No, they're not. They are bought and paid for, the media. Now, the mainstream are dangerous. With me, like I said, they've gone past the point of uselessness to being dangerous, a direct threat to our republic. And that's my opinion, and I am sticking to it. Got another call. Chance from West Virginia. I have not heard from Chance in a while. I was starting to wonder what's going on here. Welcome. You're on the air, Chance.
Yeah, how you doing, Little Feet, Dave? You know, I knew this siesta from Mall of Madness before I got custom fitted for a Gucci straitjacket.
No, you got to take a break once in a while.
Yeah, well, It's all so crazy, man. I can't deal with this nonsense. You know what? I can't understand what perplexes me, Dave. People keep using this word conservative. Conservative, to conserve means to preserve a status quo. Damn, since 1933, this country's been taken over. I mean, let's face it, we're not conserving crap. You know, this is a movement. Conservative movement was a false opposition created by the powers that shouldn't be to be an antidote to the communists. And that's plain and simple. And here's another thing I know.
These are just political labels, and those change over time. Because liberals,
People got to stop playing this damn game.
Classic liberals used to be more like what we are.
Dave, it's Constitution or bust. The hell with these labels. And here's one thing I noticed people don't mention. Now, speaking of this Davos World Economic Forum, right? And I think it was, 14 senators that went, including one of ours, Joe Manchin, right?
He was awful. Respect I had for him is gone now.
All right, now dig this. You know who also went? Kristen Sinema. Where's she from? I think Arizona, right? Now, how many people remember Kristen Sinema said, wow, I'm going to jump the Democrat Party and I'm swinging over to independent, right? And then Joe Manchin said, I'm going to drop the Democratic label and I'm going to jump over to Republican. Now, how many people believe this crap? They both went to Davos, right? So now we got two phony bastards who are claiming they're going to jump ship, but yet they go to Davos. Now, what does that tell you? That tells you that they're playing psychological games with the electorate. Hey, look, I'm not a democratic communist. I'm going to switch. But yet they go to Davos. You got any comment about that now, Dave?
Well, I mean, you got to always be on the lookout because, like I said, political labels. I want to see what they do. Now, Tulsi Gabbard, not everything about her do I like, believe you me.
She's full of crap, too. She's another one that's pulling the wool over
people's
eyes,
She doesn't strike me as one. This is going to be led around by ringing her nose.
You don't think so? I'd like to make a wager with you about that. Because let me tell you.
But she also responded, you know. She was invited in the past, and the World Economic Forum does this frequently, is they get these politicians that they target, and they get them in there and wine them and dine them, give them the special treatment, and try to get them in.
I realize that, but what does it tell you about the integrity of the politicians who do this? Right away, they should refuse. See, this is the point I'm making. I don't believe a word out of any of their damn mouths. They're all full of crap, Dave.
We're not supposed to. The relationship between the people and the government was never one of trust. It was always one of suspicion, constant vigilance. So we shouldn't trust any of them ever for any reason. Even the ones that do good things, it doesn't mean you start trusting them and cut them loose.
But here's the thing. People aren't looking at the techniques and the procedures that these politicians are doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
they're crossing lines now.
They're sticking crossing lines, but are they sincere is my question. They stick their nose in the air and they say, uh-oh, my political career might be on the line, so you know what? I'm going to jump ship. I'm going to pretend I'm going to be an independent. Or like our illustrious senator here says, and I have my doubts about him for a long time, all right? I mean, he threw us a bone a year or two ago, and I said, as a matter of fact, I think I even said this to you. I don't trust this SOB. And now he's going to Davos. Bingo. I mean, come on. These people,
let's leave Davos right out of it. They lost all credibility by voting on just some of the massive budgets and spending that they've done. Their intervention over in Ukraine in the proxy war with Russia. We don't declare wars anymore. They engage our military. They spend our tax dollars on things that kill to achieve
That's
foreign
obvious.
Policy
hey.
Objectives.
That's
and who are these foreign policy experts? Well, they're people like John Kerry. And he thinks he's an alien here to save the world.
Well, with John Kerry, it's obvious, let's face it. I'm talking about people like Manchin and Sinema who pretend, hey, we got to flip over a new card. I mean,
maintain that attitude. Tell her that. That's what you do. You say, yeah, I don't, all of you have lost my trust. I said, I don't care if you're independent. You're going to have to prove to me trust is earned.
She's going to go back to Arizona and screw the Arizona residents real good, just like Manchin or one of our senators is going to come back here and screw us really good. That's what I see coming.
No, we got to see what she does with the election. There's momentum to really raise some hell over there with the way those elections are held.
Well, see, Dave, this is why I don't use that word conservative no more. There's nothing to conserve. This country has been taken over since 19. What are you going to conserve? A country that's dead? You got to change it. Conserve what? It's a dead. This country is a dead carcass at this point. There's nothing to conserve. It's gone. It needs to be changed. We need constitutional
candidates.
Oh,
I agree with that. I'm not going to say it's gone, though, because it's so alive in every individual.
Well, yeah. Hey, we're hanging by a thread, Dave. We're hanging by a thread. Let's face it. This is what's happening. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying the government's slinging around a lot of orders and proclamations. And I know of myself and a lot of people around me are ignoring them. All right, government of all sizes go away when you stop giving them consent and you refuse to comply. If they say drive only 30 miles an hour on this road and you do 35, so what?
Well, we got to say no to everything at this point now. It's at the point where we got to say no to every little thing now. Right. You know, and what bothers me is how people still have, they get taken in by these maneuvers that these politicians pull. Oh, right away they say, oh, he's turning over a new leaf. He's for us now. This is all bull crap.
Slates of politicians where entire states, the parties go through and they run on a slate of taking that apart. Disconnecting, because we are 50 states. And I'm telling you, when you tip this over the edge, and people don't think this through all the way through, how many states would it take to just give them the finger? I mean, really, dig in their heels and say, we're not sending any more federal tax dollars your way.
Not only that, it's time to bounce them all out. It's time to bounce all their asses out.
Every state is a nation in itself. They can protect their borders. They can put the damn, they can stop them at the border, period.
Of course. All this could be stopped if any of our politicians were sincere. Let's face it. This is why when I hear this left, right, conservative, liberal, this is all such a sham. Now, I fell for that conservative crap back in the day, but come on, enough time has passed. So you say, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here? Nothing's changing. I fell for the Christian Coalition crap back in the day. I fell for all that, yes. But I mean, come on, as time goes on, you see things don't change. You got to scratch your chinny chin chin and say, hey, wait a minute, I feel like an idiot. I was taken for a ride.
In this country, everyone's been duped into thinking that you only got Democrats and Republicans. That makes it easy if you're a global tyrant. You only got two parties that you got to go.
It ain't two parties. It's the uniparty, Dave. It ain't two parties. That's the point I'm making.
You're right. They are now supporting and voting for and funding all the same things. You're absolutely right. That's why I haven't been a part of either of those parties for a long time. I'm in the Constitution Party.
And then I hear these Trumpers. I hear these. Now, I voted for Trump the first time around, okay, in 2016. I voted for him, okay? But now you hear the Trumpers. Oh, they still got this faith in Trump. Trump back McCarthy. McCarthy's sticking the broom handle right up our butts. And now you got Trump, he backed McCarthy. And I said, what is with you damn people? I mean, are you on drugs? I can't understand this.
Well, we should be doing, rather than picking the flesh off our own bones there, they should be more concerned with what was going on with those documents that Biden just seems to be hemorrhaging from his car and his house and his, all over the place, classified documents, people that were involved with the Trump impeachments, that were involved with covering up what's going on in Ukraine with a prosecutor and $1 billion. Okay, there's a lot to be focused on there. We have someone sitting in the presidency claiming to be president who is doing some horrendous things.
Well, he has since day one. Yeah, and you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if this document thing isn't a dog and pony show, too. Be honest with you. I wouldn't be surprised. Now, I kind of like this DeSantis in Florida, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's a frigging dog and pony show also. You know, I'm at the point now where I want them all gone. I want them all gone and start all over and get constitutional people in there. That's the point I'm at because I'm so fed up of being lied to. I feel like a fool. When somebody lies to me and I fall for it, I feel like a jackass.
Well, the next time someone comes up to you from the Constitution Party and say, hey, we've had enough too, and they try to run and get these people out of office, don't just say you can't do it. You know, a third party will never work. And then I asked these people, I said, who told you that? And they always point to one of the other two parties.
Listen, Dave, I've had jackasses say to me, oh, you're voting for a third party, you're throwing your vote away. I says, you know what? At least I can look at myself in a damn mirror in the morning. I says, I'm tired of this crap. I says, you know what the definition of insanity is? Doing the same thing over and over again.
Spoiler. That's why the Mitt Romneys of the world escape Massachusetts. That's why the John Kerrys of the world escape Massachusetts. And I'm sick of those mush-mouth excuses, too. So I'm telling you right now, there are options. Those two parties, if you want to get involved in them, they're both corrupted. And you would have to not only get involved in the party, which means getting in, and then you would have to completely reform it. Or you can join a third option because they do exist, constitutionparty.com. Go check it out. It's got a great platform. They're friendly to life. They're friendly to your property rights. They are hostile to international government. All the things that I love dearly. That's why I said I'm going to sleep at night now knowing that I did the right thing, that I at least tried, that I didn't paddle the boat downstream with them.
Exactly. See, as far as I'm concerned at this point, Dave, Democrats and Republicans can both go kiss my ass. I'm done with them both, to be honest with you. I'm tired of them. I'm tired of them, and I will not pull a lever for them anymore. I'm done. I'm through, finished, completed with this stupid-ass game. Excuse my language. But I don't want to be part of it anymore. It's bad enough that I feel like a fool every time I get screwed. I'm sure there's a lot of people who feel that way, too. It's time to say, hey, man, I'm done with this crap. You know, I just don't want any part of it anymore. I'm getting tired of bitching and complaining. I'm getting tired of putting my faith in people who don't give a crap about me. I mean, I'm just through with it. I am.
Okay, so what are you running for? That's my question.
What am I running for?
Yeah.
Oh, people wouldn't vote for me. They're too brainwashed. They like to play the game and go on and say, I'm a conservative. I'm a Democrat. I'm a Republican. This is the games they play. And as far as I'm concerned,
I'm saying that you want to get in and play the game. There's two different types of campaigns that you run out there. One of them is a campaign to win because you want to you're seeking that office. Your constituents want you to run. And then there's another one, which is an informational campaign, where you get out there, you raise funds, and you bring a message. It's about your slate. What is your top three issues? And you then have the bully pulpit. You get up there and just drop bombs on these evil bastards. Oh, that's what you do.
Dave, the impediment to that is the chains around people's minds. That's the impediment.
That's why they're informational campaigns. You're dropping informational bombs. That's what I'm getting at. You got to penetrate that.
Well,
hey, Chance, got the bumper music coming in. Got to cut you loose. But thanks for calling in. It's been a while since I heard from you. The rest of you out there, you're listening to Red Pill Politics, republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be right back in a moment.
Just you watch. I'm stepping into fate. There is no time to waste. I've got that lightning inside me. This is...
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Touch with us in our other snarky musings. at redpillpolitics.tv. Get signed up over there. I send out an email once in a while. I'm not one of those that nags you every week, a dozen times a week, or anything like that. Kind of random, you know. Don't want to abuse your email. Won't be bought, sold, traded, or anything like that. And just so you can stay in touch with us. How about that? Redpillpolitics.tv. So Chance was all wound up. It was good to hear from him. He's a frequent caller. He's called in, I think my first show he called in, actually. But tonight, boy, he had some sand in his vagina. he was all ticked off, and I really can't say as I blame him. There's a lot out there to be disgusted with. Our politicians have been a miserable failure. The two-party system is really a one-party system, and a lot of America's coming awake to that. And I, again, will remind you that the Constitution Party does exist. And first go and look at the platform and just find out something you like before you go and draw any conclusions. Because you've seen the platforms of the Democrats that have been taken over by progressives, which is code word for commie. And then, you know, of course, you fight socialism with socialism light. So you got the Republican Party over there kind of funding and going along with the same things, but just feigning resistance. The Constitution Party platform is a little different. Go look at it and then get back to me. We have got another caller from Texas. Pat, how are you tonight?
Hi, Dave. It's cold here. But what I'm trying to do is get people to do what you just told him to do, which is go by the issues and let them decide what party they want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Push the issues. That's what you just said.
Yeah, I mean, people just got to make these decisions on their own and, you know, take a look at what they stand for and see if they really stand for it. Because this is the thing that infuriates me about the other two parties, is that if every 2 to 4 years, you've got to put on all new window dressing, you know, kind of put your finger to the breeze to see what you can get the voters to gobble up and change what you stand for. If it changes, these are not values.
We got to go by God's values or he won't even give us a vote. Abortion is God's value.
Yeah.
Man and woman marriage is God's value. I won't go into money, but...
I mean, all these things are part of cultural Marxism to create rot and decay within the family unit and then just let it metastasize and spread out from there. And it's been working flawlessly.
Sure,
you know,
yes.
I want politicians. Chan said he wanted a change in government. I want to hear politicians going up there saying, I want to abolish the Department of Education and the IRS. And mean
save
it.
A lot of money. people don't know that I know it's right now. It's just an issue pushing thing because, well, I'll tell you what, I don't believe in voting for the Constitution Party because we lost the Senate over Georgia because 5% of the people voted for the Constitution Party. And if they had just gone ahead and voted for the right person.
That's how you get change, though. That's how you get change. Stay with me. I want to address that. We got bump music coming in. We'll be right back after these messages. Red Bell Politics and listening to Republic Broadcasting now.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Tom.